Amen. From 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, this is a very important text because of the fact it reminds us of what the Lord is about to do. Amen. That the church, amen, has to prepare herself and make ready, amen, for the coming of our Lord. And we just want to encourage you, amen, just to acknowledge the fact that what God wants to prepare us for, amen, we want to make sure we're ready for it. Amen. We want to make sure we're ready for it. We're going to read verse 16 through 18 for your hearing this morning. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 through verse 18. Thank you, Jesus. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. Hallelujah. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So we must know, amen, and understand that the Lord is coming. Amen. And we, the people of God, amen, this world, we got to make ready. Amen. You got oil in your lamps? Amen. Is your lamp trimmed and is it burning? Amen. Because it's critical in this time that we're in to understand that the Lord is going to bring such a cataclysmic event upon the world that, man, it's going to be suddenly. Amen. And see, when there is a sudden moment, you don't have time to make a decision. Because why? You don't know when suddenly going to hit you. Thank you, Jesus. So it's going to be such a time and such a moment, amen, that we must make sure now, amen, that we are staying ready and we are staying focused on what it is that the Lord is going to take us out of this present danger and situation. Amen. So I want to talk to you from the thought this morning, amen, make sure you are dressed for the trip. Amen. Make sure you are dressed for the trip. Amen. I wonder how many in this room this morning you are dressed for the trip. I didn't hear nothing. Amen. How many in this room this morning you are dressed for the trip? All right, because it's good to be confident and knowing that you are dressed for the trip. And I hope those of you that's in your room, in your home, in your room, wherever the case might be this morning, that you are dressed for the trip. Amen. Because it's going to be a sudden trip. Amen. This is going to be at a spur of the moment, one that you can't plan for. You got to be ready for. Amen. So when we woke up this morning and the alarm went off, amen, we had a tendency to know that it was daytime and that we had to get up and do something, right? But what if the alarm of heaven goes off? Would we be able to hear it? And would we be prepared, amen, for what it's going to bring? So we must make sure as a believer, as a child of God, as a people of God, that we are ready and prepared to meet the Lord. Amen. So now I want to share something real important, though, before we go into this further discussion. We're not going to keep you long because we want you just to get this point and thought that you might take with you. But I want you to look back with me in chapter 4, verse 3. If you look back in verse 3, there's something very powerful that's mentioned. Because before Paul begins to talk about his discourse, amen, about the coming of the Lord, he also talks about the purity of the church and of the people of God. So he begins to deal with an issue of us understanding that there are things we got to make sure that are emptied out so that we can make sure that everything is clean, everything is pure, everything is ready. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So that's why I want you to be sure, amen, that you are dressed for this trip. And he began to discuss a lot of things back here. Amen. In this verse one, I want to go back just for a moment to show you. He says, furthermore, verse one, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus Christ, that as you have received us, how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. For you know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. Now notice what he says in verse 3. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication. Is that in your Bible? Amen. But it's something critical here that he, as he mentions, because he's dealing with the fact that the church has to be ready, but we have to deal with the impurities. We have to deal with those things that might prevent us, amen, from being ready. And so when we look at the fact that he's saying that this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye abstain from fornication. Now, we know, amen, when we talk about fornication, we talk about, you know, being, you know, getting together before being married and all those kind of things, right? Amen. But this fornication also relates to, amen, any type of sexual immorality. Amen. No matter what level it might be, it's all inclusive because we know we once were bound to sin, amen, and to judgment. But we must understand, in order for us to be right and to be ready, we have to search our hearts, because we know it is the will of God. Hallelujah. Woo. Even our sanctification, that we abstain. So there are some things that we have to put off. There are some things we have to eliminate from our lives to make sure, amen, that we are dressed, amen, and we are ready for the trip. And so we have to abstain from immorality, impurity, sin, amen, sexual immoralities, all those things that encompass what we were at some point in some stage in our lives. Hey, I know all y'all sweet people, y'all never did nothing wrong. Amen. So, but for those that did, amen, I want you to understand, amen, that God wants you to make sure you're ready. And Paul, this was interesting to me, because Paul just didn't jump in to say, okay, the Lord is coming. But he also dealt with the previous issue or the present issue of the church to help us to relate and understand that, okay, if I'm really going to be ready, I got to make sure, amen, I am sanctified. The Bible says my inheritance is among them that are sanctified. Now, what is interesting here, when he begins to deal with the sanctification, he said, this is the will of God. Amen. Even your sanctification. I want you to catch this, because I think it's critical to help us to recognize what it is that God wants us to do. Be ready. In order to make sure we are ready, we have to be sanctified. In other words, sanctification, one meaning of that is to be set apart. Right? Amen. But then there's some actual other aspects to that sanctification. One, you have to make sure you are in position. Somebody say, I'm in position. Because if I'm sanctified, I'm set apart. I got to make sure I am in position. Amen. What do I mean here? Is the fact that the Lord has delivered me out of darkness and brought me into his marvelous light. So positionally, he has set me. I'm seated with Christ in heavenly places. So positionally, I'm set apart for his purpose and for his glory. Amen. What I used to be, tied up into sin and immoralities or impurities, amen, no longer, amen, are bound to me. because through my sanctification, which is the will of the Father, amen, that I be set apart for his will, amen, he has positioned us. Touch yourself, say, I am positioned. So the Lord has positioned us, amen. And a good reference to this is 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11, when Paul begins to explain that, you know, some of us I'm going to go there and read it to you. Amen. So you can see it. Amen. Could I just teach you just a few minutes? Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I think this is important, amen, for you to see it in the scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11, which is a correlation of this text, amen, it says, and such, well, we got to go back to verse 9. He says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God, but be not deceived, hallelujah, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of who? Kingdom of God. Amen. So we have to understand, amen, that, and notice what he says in verse 11. That's why I say you are positioned, because he has delivered you from that. We were. Somebody say we were. And I promise you, if you look at this particular verse, you're going to find that we were somewhere in that category. All right. Nobody's excluded. Okay. Amen. But then he begins to talk about the present purity of the believers. But then he begins to emphasize in verse 11, and he says, and such were some of you. But what is the result now? But ye are washed, but ye are what? Sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, my God. We were, but now we've been washed, we've been cleansed by the washing of the water, watering of the word. Amen. We have been sanctified. We have been set apart. Lord, have mercy. We've been justified, been made righteous. So God did a lot of stuff, amen, in positioning us. He's washed us, amen, in the blood. You've got to be blood washed. Amen. Washed in the blood. He's washed me. Amen. He set me apart and he's made me righteous. Amen. Thanks. So we are the righteousness of God through Christ. Amen. So a part of my sanctification, he had to get me out of danger. He had to get me out of trouble, because he knew in my old state of living, I would have been lost. Amen. And to make sure I'm ready, amen, I got to know I'm washed, hallelujah, by the blood of the Lamb. Come on, somebody. I got to know, amen, that I am set apart for the glory of God. I got to know by faith, my Lord, that I am the righteousness of God. So when the enemy try to make you feel guilty or try to hold you prisoner to the things of your past, you got to look to the scripture to remind yourself positionally, amen, I am in Christ and Christ is in me. I'm not what I used to be. Come on, somebody. Because of the blood, amen, because of his washing, amen, thank you, Jesus, because of his deliverance, amen, I am positionally now in Christ. Amen. I'm a new creature. I've been regenerated. Come on, somebody. Amen. I've been renewed through the blood of Jesus. And so the enemy can no longer hold me bound and prisoner. Amen. He's not going to stop me from my trip. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not going to allow the guiltiness of my past. We were guilty. That's what Paul says. Such was some of you. We were guilty. But how many know now you've been exonerated? You've been freed, come on, by the blood of Jesus. I know when you look back and you say, my God, that's what I was. And sometimes when God brings you to a certain point and to a certain distance in your walk, and he lets you look back and see how he brought you over, you know, my God, I was a wretched undone. Come on, somebody. Woo, Lord have mercy. I was really messed up from the flow up. But God, through his grace and his mercy, amen. He snatched me out of the clutches of the enemy. Amen. And many of us, if we had to testify this morning, we would say we tried to help the devil. Lord have mercy. we tried to invent some stuff that won't even invent it. But thanks be to God who has delivered us from out of the hand of the enemy. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, I'm in right position. I know you still might have a little fight. You got a little conflict. Amen. Because Paul said we got war in our members. But you must understand, because you're getting ready for the trip. Amen. God is helping you to realize, wait a minute, who am I? Where am I? Amen. What position am I in? Am I in Christ? Is Christ in me? Amen. As long as I know I'm in him, I'm covered under the blood. I don't care what happened. I don't care what I've been through. I don't care what has tried to invade my life. Amen. But I'm in position with Christ. That's what makes you righteous. Because you realize it was no good thing you've done. Because we can all have a resume. When you apply it to the blood, the only thing the Father sees is the righteousness of God through Christ. Woo, Lord. So y'all got me happy right there. So that's part of my sanctification. Amen. Woo, Lord have mercy. That's part of my sanctification. I'm in position. And sometimes you don't even feel like you're in position. But you got to understand, it ain't on your account. It's on Christ's account. Amen. Somebody say, I'm in position. Amen. And because of the fact we're in position by the blood of the Lamb, amen, he holds us. Amen. He sanctifies us. Amen. He makes us connected to him. And he yokes us to his purpose and brings us into a place of our victory. And see, many times we find that there is such a insatiable struggle. Amen. Because we're trying to identify who we are. But you must understand whose you are. Amen. Because if I'm his and he is mine, I have an abode with him. Come on, somebody. I'm able, amen, to go into his presence and tap into his goodness, so that even though I'm trying to identify with my own mess up, and many times we find saints are struggling with your position because you feel like you're not worthy. None of us are worthy. We've been made worthy through Jesus. Amen. That's why we can't boast and brag, and we can't take no credit. We can't take no glory, because of Christ. He put us in position. He had to align us, because he could not allow us to stay stagnated and entangled with demonic presence. So he had to deliver us, because sanctification not only means setting apart, it is also another word called deliverance. Amen. Because he had come to set the captive free. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, Lord have mercy. Are you dressed for the trip? Now, if we're in position, amen, he's also continually working. Somebody say, he's continually working. Amen. Because, see, sanctification, Lord, this is, man, I love sanctification. Because, see, sanctification deals with the fact that Christ has delivered us in the past from sin's penalty, which is death, right? Amen. So he took us, amen, out of the penalty and the judgment, and put us in right position and right status. Amen. And called us righteous. My position. Somebody say, my position. So slap the devil and tell him, I'm in position. Hallelujah. Stop talking to my mind. Stop talking to me about my past. Stop telling me stuff is wrong. Stop telling me I'm jacked up. No, you tell him I'm the righteous. Oh, Lord, I'm the righteousness of Christ. Amen. Then Secondly, he brings me into a place because as he positions me, amen, he continually works on me. Amen. Lord, have mercy. This might be a two-part. Lord Jesus. Amen. He works on me. Amen. Somebody say, he works on me. And he works in me. Because as he has you in position in faith, he continually works in you and he works on you. He helps you to understand and to discover that in your progression, because when you get in Christ, amen, that was credit. Okay? What we call grace. Amen. Unmerited favor. But now as you grow in the knowledge, right, of God, as you increase in your relationship, you understand now it's a process, amen, and progress. Because as you continue to walk in him, you continue to see the necessity to understand, I want to avoid all the things I went through in the past. I no longer want to be claimed and called among the sinners. I no longer want that to be my identity. So I got to continue to progress. As I'm in position, I got to continue to progress. In other words, you got to walk out, you got to work out your salvation. With how? With fear and with trembling. Because remember, you got to remember how chaotic you were in sin. Come on, some of us was a time bomb. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You got to remember your capability that sin gave you. And you was off the chain in a lot of those areas. So knowing that God had to snatch you and save you because he knew you were going to explode if he didn't do something about it. And so now you're in position with him. Amen. You got to walk. And sometimes you're watching your back while you're walking because you don't want the old things to catch up with you. Lord, have mercy. Woo, because I remember what I used to be, and I'm scared if I stop. Amen. If I slow down, if I back up, I might back into the same old stuff. So I got to keep progressing. I got to keep walking. And sometimes you're walking because you're scared because if I go back, I don't know what might happen. Hallelujah. So I got to keep moving. Lord, have mercy. Woo, Jesus. Somebody say, keep moving. Amen. Sometimes you don't even feel like moving, but you better move because you know it might cost you. That's why the Bible says you got to count up. You must understand. We in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, amen, verse 3. Amen. You must understand I got to keep moving forward. Thank you, Jesus. Keep moving forward. Paul says some things like this. Don't yield your members as instruments unto unrighteousness. Don't yield your members as instruments to unrighteousness. Amen. But we're supposed to do the opposite, right? We're supposed to submit ourselves to the things of righteousness. Amen. And we refuse to give ourselves over to the things of unrighteousness. And so that's a fight sometime, isn't it? Can I get a witness? Because it's a moral decision. Amen. A willful decision you must make. That am I going to keep moving with God, or I'm going to slumber, I'm going to fall back, I'm going to yield to the things of the flesh. In other words, when we are progressing, we have to have a mindset and a determination that, listen, I got to get ready for my trip. And there are many distractions that would try to come. The enemy will try to bring up old things, old ways and old habits and temptations and things to try to get you off base because he's trying to make you forget you're supposed to be packing for the trip. Amen. He wants you to forget some items that are key and essential for you to make the trip. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So we must understand, brothers and sisters, to know, amen, that God wants you to keep progressing. Somebody say, keep progressing. Amen. Keep moving. When you don't feel like it and you don't want to, amen, you got to keep moving. Amen. You got to refuse to stop. You got to refuse to allow the enemy to upset you. Amen. And oh, Lord, to cause you, amen, to fall backward into the old ways of doing things. Amen. So when we talk about progression, amen, it means we have to stop letting. Somebody say, stop letting the flesh dominate me. Amen. Because in your moving, in your progressing, and in Evangelist actually talked about this Wednesday night, in growing, we are growing. So in your growing, sometimes it's groaning. Because you are coming in conflict with things you know that you got to disconnect from. Amen. Those old ways and old habits and things would try. You thought you dealt with it. You thought you'd put it to rest and put it under your feet. And you minding your own business. And all of a sudden, something pop up. But when it pops up, you must not give in to its validity. You must deny it the right to operate and to dominate. Amen. Somebody said, don't let the flesh operate and don't let the flesh dominate. Amen. So you got to stop letting. That means I have to willfully announce to the passions and the desires of the old nature and say, no, enough is enough. I'll no longer give you, amen, dominance over my thought life, over my will, over my emotions. Amen. I'm going to read this verse one more time just for those that's coming on in so you can catch up with us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 says, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification. We're dealing with sanctification right now. That ye should abstain from fornication. Oh, Lord, those words in the old sanctified church used to be said. They don't say it now in the New Testament church too much because you don't want to lose people. But I'd rather suffer the loss of you making it to glory. Hallelujah. And by telling you the truth. So when we stand before the Father, amen, I can say, Lord, unadulterated. Hallelujah. I told it. Hallelujah. So what he's encouraging us to do is to make sure we are dressed for the trip. But we must understand where we are. We are in position with Christ, and now we are progressing with Christ. We are growing. We are moving. Amen. Are you moving? Are you growing? Amen. Are you pressing? And sometimes in the press, there is a struggle, isn't it? There's a resistance, amen, to your determination to move forward. It's only because we are operating in a realm of this world where we have to deal with the flesh and the spirit. And so we have to make a conscious choice as a believer. I won't go back. I've been there. I've done that. I won't go back. Amen. You must consistently tell yourself, amen, I know what it means, amen, to go back. I know what it means for me to falter and to fail. And I don't want to fail no more. Amen. I want to move forward. So you have to, pull your bootstraps up. Amen. You got to gird up the loins of your mind and say, come on here, girl. Come on here, boy. You got to get yourself together. Amen. Because we got a trip to make and we want to make sure we're ready. And in order to do that, amen, I got to keep pressing and I got to keep moving because I'm sanctified. In other words, when we say sanctified, God has set me apart. He's rescued me. Amen. Now he's putting me on a path where I need to walk in my relationship. And in my walking, I won't allow the flesh, the self me, to dominate my life. I won't keep falling in and, you know, straddling what we call in the old days, straddling the fence. Amen. Either your leg is on one side or it's on the other. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So, Lord, help me somebody. So we must stop presenting. Amen. In my progression, I must stop letting. Amen. And I must stop presenting. What you're talking about, preacher? I must stop giving the enemy the opportunity to use me. Because I don't belong to the enemy. I belong to Jesus. And the Lord has declared you have been bought with a price. And check this out. And he said, you are not your own. So because you're not your own, you've been bought with a price, then you got to announce to yourself and to the flesh, to the enemy, to the world that, listen, I got to go with God. I got to keep moving with God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If I was to ask you a question, say, how many struggled just on this week? Amen. Hallelujah. Don't raise your hand. Amen. That's just a thought question. Amen. Just had a struggle just on this week. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I want to submit to you. That is actually, amen, to let you know, because you know you had a struggle, that lets you know you're not on the enemy's side. Come on, because if you don't have a struggle and you're moving in the struggle. Woo. So a struggle is the place where you understand that there's a conflict between your moral right to choose what is right or what is wrong. And so because of the fact I've addressed that I had a struggle, amen, when I see the Paul said, I got war in my members because when I desire to do good, evil is present. Amen. Because I'm trying to get dressed for this trip. Now I got my packing list. Amen. Yeah, I'm saved. Amen. I'm filled with the Spirit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm in position with Christ. I'm set apart. I'm the righteousness of God. Amen. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. I see temptation trying to get in my bag. I see sin and flesh trying to get in my bag. Wait a minute. That ain't what I'm packing. Have you ever went to pack the bag and you realize I left some stuff out, or I put some stuff in there I didn't really need, and you had to go back and what? Repack. Don't touch nobody, but let them know I got to repack some stuff. Got to repack some stuff because I'm not ready for my trip. So this was simple what Paul was saying. Listen, make sure we're progressing. We'll make sure we stop letting and make sure we are not yielding ourselves. Amen. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Because see, when you have a struggle or when you have a temptation, that lets you know you're human. It lets you know you're saved. Because the devil ain't gonna mess with you if he already got you. Woo, Jesus. Oh, Lordy. All right. It got quiet right there. So we must not allow our personal passion to interfere with our spiritual progression. We must not allow our personal passion to interfere with our spiritual progression. Thank you, Jesus. In other words, what I could be doing, what my flesh would dictate for me to do, and you might even feel like doing it. But because of who you are and because of your position that you have in Christ, and you understand that you're on the way to serving God and you're walking forward and you're trying to move forward, then you must deny it the right of passage. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, Lord. Michael, you must be preaching pretty good. Amen. So I'm denying it the right of passage. Because you can easily open the door and say, sin, come in. With your mind, with your heart, with your intention, right? You can easily open the door and say, come on in. Right? But when you hear it knocking, do you have the tenacity? Amen. Because you know you're progressing and you're moving and you're walking with God. Do you have the tenacity to say, close the door? Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Woo, Jesus. Mm-mm-mm. Lord, help me, somebody. Okay, I'm coming down to your living room just for a minute. All right. So now, if I'm moving with God, what is God trying to do? Where is God trying to take me? What is the whole idea of what God is mandating for me to do in my life? Why do I have to come in Christ? Why do I need to progress in Christ? What's the significance of it? Thank you, Jesus. Because it's important and it's valuable in this life that we come to understand, amen, that it's necessary for us to undress some stuff and put on some stuff. Take off the old habits and ways amen, of the former life, amen, that has what invaded us, that has bound us, that has chained us up, and it has made us powerless to live. But because what Christ has done to set us free, amen, and he put you on straight street, amen, he took out that crooked life. Come on, somebody. Amen. Because some of us were hooks and crooks and all kind of stuff. Amen. But God took us out of that stuff and put us on straight street. See, I don't know about you, but see, I grew up around the hood and I know all the stuff that went on. Amen. And if you weren't in the hood, but you might not survive. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So, but now we're in Christ. We got to understand we got on our war clothes. Amen. We got our weapons of warfare. Amen. Which are spiritual and not carnal. And we got to fight the good fight of faith. Somebody say moving forward, moving forward. Because I got to get dressed. I got to get ready for the trip. Amen. The trip is coming. It's coming. Amen. So, amen. Then understand when you are not yielding yourself, you stop presenting, amen, the rite of passage to the enemy. What happens is I become daily exposed to what sin can present. And we become daily exposed. You have to simply make a daily decision. To say yes to God, no to enemy. Yes to God, no to enemy. And sometimes that sounds so easy, don't it? But man, some of us, we struggle on the inside, don't we? We fight that thing, don't we? Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all know y'all sweet people. Y'all ain't been there. Amen. But you fight that desire. You fight against that passion. You fight against that temptation. And you're trying to figure out, God, what's going on. That is an indicator, amen, that you're on the road with the Lord. Because the enemy is coming to try to get you off the road. But touch yourself, say, stay on the road, stay on the road. I'm on the right road, amen. For the first time in a long time, I'm on the right road. Stay on the road, boy. Stay on the road, girl. Don't move from your place. Stay with God, amen. You fought too hard to get there. It took you too long to get there. And Lord knows some of we just tiptoeing. We hanging on by a toenail. Amen. But you better grab the rope. Come on, somebody. Woo, Lord have mercy. Paul said when they were on the ship, he said, everybody that stay on the ship, you know, none going to be lost. He said, we're going to make it even on broken pieces. Somebody on a broken piece right now, but you can still make it. Hallelujah. Don't get off now. Don't get off. Don't let go. Amen. God will send you a floater. Come on, because we had the witness who said, well, preacher, I'm really floating on grace right now because me, myself, and I, man, I'm about to sink. But because of grace, sent you a flotation device so that you can keep your head above the water. If you hold on, thank you, Jesus. And sometimes you say, Lord, I don't even have strength to hold on. I want to give up. But God sends you the flotation device and say, hold on. If you hold on, I get you to the shore. If you wait long enough, if you stand long enough, amen, be strong long enough, I'll get you to the shore. You will not be lost. You're going to make it, brother. You're going to make it, sister. God is going to help you through it. Amen. But you got to keep progressing. You got to keep growing. Amen. So that you know, amen, God going to get you there. So what else is it he's trying to help us to do? Amen. He's trying to perfect us. Amen. He's positioned us. He's progressing us. And he's going to perfect us. Thank you, Jesus. He's going to perfect the things that concerns you. To help you, amen, through what he has positioned you in through faith. He's made you the righteousness of God. Amen. He has moved you forward. You see a little forward moving now. I'm getting a little bit encouraging. Because I don't know about you, but it encourages you when you can see yourself making a little step, right? Okay, God, I didn't cuss 20 times this week. I only cussed 5. I just said that to help somebody that's going through. If I can talk to a real church, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I wanted to fall, but I didn't fall this week. Amen. I held on. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. For the real folks. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So in the process of it, what God is really trying to do is to perfect us. Amen. Somebody say, he's perfecting me. In that perfection, it means he's making you mature. He's helping you to grow. He's helping you to adjust and to adapt. He's making you, amen, even when you don't want to make yourself. And see, this is why you can't control what you go through. Because we all know if we can control what we go through, amen, we will eliminate a lot of stuff. So he brings it to perfect you. Amen. Remember some time ago, I told you there are storms that God sends sometime. There are storms of correction and there are storms of perfection. And he's trying to perfect the things that are in you. Amen. He's trying to perfect his will that he's placed in you. You haven't got there yet. You haven't matured. Amen. You're still in an infancy stage. Amen. An adolescent stage. And God is trying to get you to a place, amen, where you start wobbling and you can stand firm on your two legs. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And he's trying to get us to stand firm on our faith and not be easily moved out of the way so that we can stand in conviction and we can stand in victory. Because see, when he's perfecting the thing that concerns me, what will happen is the enemy will say, do this. But then I hear the Holy Ghost on the other side say, be still and know that I'm God. Come on, somebody. The enemy gonna always come and speak to your desire and try to give you a reason why you can do it. Because he has to make you give you validity to feel like you can act on what you feel. But then the Spirit of God will come and say, wait a minute. That's not my word. That's not my will concerning you. Amen. You don't have to do that. And so we have to have the willingness to say, okay, God, what are you doing? He said, I'm perfecting you. I'm growing you. I'm maturing you. I'm helping you to understand what it means to be sanctified. Being sanctified means you can't sanctify just when you want to. It's a way of living. It's a life experience. Come on, somebody. It's a daily walk with God. It's a daily servitude. Each day you rise, you have to say, God, not me, but you. Less of me, God, but more of you. Thank you, G. Because I got to get ready for this trip now. Amen. I got to get my mind right. Come on, somebody. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Woo, Lord, have mercy. Because you can't go to the beach without a swimsuit. Glory to God. You got to have the right components. Amen. You got to have everything right. Amen. I'm not going to a summer vacation. Amen. And got winter clothes. Come on. So I don't need a fur coat if it's 90 degrees. And so Paul is simply saying, listen, you must understand you don't need the flesh because it's not going to help you for the trip. Amen. But you need the Spirit. You need to walk in your sanctification. You need to walk out of what you were bound to and understand you need to continue to live in what Christ has brought you into. Thank y'all. Give me 5 Holy Ghost minutes. Now I'll move on out the way. Amen. Because I understand. Amen. So and you must recognize, amen, that Christ is coming. Amen. He's getting the church ready. He's perfecting us because he wants a holy church, blameless and spotless. And you and I, brothers and sisters, we can't do it on our own. That's why we got to go to Jesus. We got to ask him to wash us. We got to ask him to clean us. Amen. To perfect us, make us who he needs us to be, because we can only be who he calls us and who he makes us to be. So you can't do it on your own. This is one washing. You can't wash on your own. Amen. Because if you know by this is scientifically proving as well. If you know, if you could take 10 baths and you go into the tub and you're going to still have a ring. But there's only one washing that'll make you clean. And that's the blood of Jesus. Won't leave no rings around the tub. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo, that wash, it'll wash you. Because you say, I'll make you whiter than snow. It's because of the fact he wants you to be so ready that when he washes you in his blood, amen, y'all got me happy right there. Because he washes you in his blood, he sanctifies your mind, amen, he purifies your thoughts. He said, listen, I put you in position because your sanctification is important. Because if you truly sanctified, if your anchor holds and if it grips the solid rock, then you won't be bound to the former things of the flesh. We won't allow those things to interfere with us and stop us from our trip. Mm-hmm. Many things can come and interfere and cause you to change your plans. To say, because I won't serve God and I won't do what he wants me to do. So it stops me from my trip. But I want you to know, church, this is one trip that I want you to be ready for. This is one trip I want you to be packed. Amen. You don't have to pack a whole lot. You just need to be packed, born again, washed in the blood, set apart for his glory. Come on here, somebody. You just need to pack. Hallelujah. I made up my mind that I'm going to serve the Lord. You just need to pack. Come on, somebody. That I got my war clothes on. And I'm determined to go all the way with Jesus. You need to pack. Say, flesh, you can't go on this trip. I'm not serving you no more. Amen. I got a trip that's anchored for glory. And I got my ticket in advance. So I don't need nothing else to hinder me on this journey. I just come to let somebody know this morning that you might be trying to figure out what should I pack. Make sure you got the word. Make sure you got repentance. Make sure you got born again. Washed in the blood. Make sure your heart is fixed and your mind is made up. Because one day, when the sound, a sound is coming, and the Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And you got to make sure you're packed, and you got the right stuff, because you want to make sure that you can hear over that intercom system of heaven's announcement that the Lord is here. And everybody that is ready, you're going to rise up, even those in the grave. The Bible said we won't remain. We won't hinder those that are dead, because they're going to rise up first, because they're packed and they're ready. But we which are alive and remain, the Bible said we're going to be caught up. It's a word we use called rapture, but it really means snatched away. It means God going to move in just an instant and a moment when the trumpet of God shall sound. I want to know, are you packed and ready? Ask yourself, are you ready for this trip? It's a one-way ticket. Are you ready for this trip? Well, you better go back, unpack your bags, repack again. Make sure you got Jesus on the main line. Oh, are you ready? Lord have mercy. Somebody not ready. Come on here, somebody. Woo! How about a stop there? Somebody not ready. Because when the Lord say he's coming to get you, that's not a time to get sad. That's a time to get happy. Because to be absent with the to absent in the body is present with the Lord. And when he comes, can you imagine? We're sitting in the assembly of God. You're sitting in your living room. And all of a sudden, there comes a sound. And this sound didn't come from the earth. It's a sound coming from heaven. Ooh, Lord. A thunderous gathering of God's voice saying, it is time. Gather up the saints of God. Woo, just let me just give you a small little picture. When this announcement comes, we might be sitting in the assembly and suddenly folk just start disappearing. Just bam. Woo. All of a sudden. But here's the thing you want to make sure. Make sure you're not left. Because I don't know about you. I don't want to stand up here preaching. And y'all leave and I'm here. That'll be bad. That'll be jacked up right there. That'll be just towed down from the floor up right there. But I want to meet you in the air. Thank you, Jesus. That's what we are packing up, getting ready. Getting ready to move. Amen. Are you ready to hear the sound of the trump of God? Are you in position right now? Are you in relationship with Christ? Are you walking forward, moving forward? Everybody's walk is different. But one thing is unanimous and in unison of all of us. There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, who is Father of all and in you all. Amen. One Spirit. And we got to make sure we are full, we are ready to meet Him. Because, sir, church, you must understand, this is a moment in time. You might not even realize it, but every prophecy before the coming of the Lord has already been fulfilled. Ooh, Jesus. And somebody said, well, you know, we've been hearing that a long time. But you got to understand, God been giving you time to get it right. Are you wasting time, or are you really taking advantage of your time to say, Lord, I might not be ready for that trip. Thank you, Jesus. Because this is a spare at the moment trip. But it's a trip that you had to been ready for a lifetime. Will you hear the trump of God? Will you be able to hear the voice of the Lord say, well done, thy good and faithful servant? We want you to be ready. Ooh, Jesus. Because if we're really in Him, He's in us. We're not looking to go back to sin and bondage, but we're moving forward. We want to be packed and ready. That's why Jesus gave the parable of those 10 virgins. 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. And those that were foolish, were not ready, thought that they could just do what they want to do and waste time. And figured, well, I just go borrow some from my neighbor. But the ones that were wise realized, I just got enough of me. You got to get your own relationship. Amen. So today, church, we have to have our own relationship with the Lord. He knows where you are. He loves you with everlasting love. But He wants you to be ready for this trip. And the only way you can be ready, you have to know Him. Amen. I just want to take a moment. Even you in your living room that, listening and hearing us. You say, God, I'm not ready for this trip. Well, I want you to just stand up right where you are. In this room right now. If you say, God, I'm not ready for this trip. I still got some things on the line that I need to get right with you. I want you to stand right where you are. Because you know you better than anybody else. And God knows you. Thank you, Jesus. And we are who we are by the grace of God. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, right there in your living room. I see you, brother. I see you, sister. Stand. Amen. Because you need the Lord. Amen. That's right. Somebody gonna get saved right there in the Zoom room. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we want to make sure this life, we can see it now. We can see the changes and the transitions. We don't know what tomorrow might bring. But one thing we can do is make sure we're ready for the trip. Thank you, Jesus. And if you want to make sure you're ready, I want you to lift your hand and I want you to repeat this prayer. Because it's only what you can do by your own desire. You have to be willing, amen, through your faith to believe, amen. Because I can't do this for you. You have to do it willingly from your heart. Amen. Lord Jesus, come on, I want you to repeat with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to wash me. Sanctify me. Cleanse me from my sin. Oh, Lord, I give my heart to you. Forgive me, Lord, for going backward. But I'm choosing today, Lord, by your grace, to go forward, to live for you, to serve you with my whole heart. I renounce, I give up myself to you, and I receive you, Lord, as my personal Savior and my Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, Father, I pray that you will strengthen my brothers and sisters. Strengthen them now. Give them the grace and courage that they need to walk in that true relationship with you. Oh, God, that there be a vessel unto honor that is meet for the master's use. I rebuke the adversary's attack over their very lives. I call them out into you, Father. Oh, God, that you will cover them under your blood. And God, I thank you and I praise you for your saving grace, for your redeeming love and power toward us. And I give you praise. I give you glory for their lives. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.